Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it, though, can't you?
Yeah, I get it.
Hi, I'm Dean.
Oh, go again.
Jeez. Hi, I'm Dean.
Hi, I'm Paul.
And I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you'll find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things film and pop culture. This week on the show, we are talking all about the new Vin Diesel starring film, Bloodshot, Yay. Which is part of the Valiant Comics IP and is meant to launch the Valiant Cinematic Universe.
Well, good
See
luck.
See how well that will go. Considering it had a budget of $45 million and it currently is sitting worldwide at a gross of about $28 million.
Oh, that's not bad.
In its defense.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes. It didn't get a cinema release.
That's it did. No, well, it did. It had 33 days in the cinemas, so...
Not here? Yeah. Wait, did it come out here?
It came out here on March 13. Oh, so,
yeah.
Like, a total of 33 days, like... Mm. I don't know where, like... But, yeah, total of 33
I remember
days
mid-March, people were very keen to go to the cinemas right around that time. So, yeah.
To see Bloodshot?
To see Blood... Well, to see anything, really. There's not a yeah care in the world.
That's
yeah
true.
Yeah.
What did you guys...
There's a band that I really, really like. It's just a side, like, speaking of not a care in the world.
Yeah.
And they released a video today. It was a live gig they did in 2019. And they were like,
yeah,
in these uncertain times, we release something from the vault that mere mortals will not understand. Witness in this video as hundreds of people stand shoulder to shoulder, coughing. Not a single member of the band washes their hands. And, like, all these things in this rare time. Catch a glimpse of the past or something like that. It was really funny.
Wow. This
rare archive footage.
Yeah. It was like 29 times over.
What did you guys think of this movie? Did you like it? Did you like Bloodshot?
Yeah.
Dean?
I thought it was getting pretty good at points, and then it decided not to keep going that direction and decided to stay in mediocre land for the good, strong part of this movie. It was okay. There was one or two surprises that kind of got me, and I was like, oh, interesting.
Had you watched any trailers before you watched the movie?
I had not watched... I had no idea about anything to do with this movie.
Oh, well, that's probably the best way to go into this movie.
I went in... Yeah. For the first time in ages, I went into a movie completely blind. All I knew was Vin Diesel was in this movie. And he had guns on the poster. That's it.
Well, I mean, it's a Vin Diesel movie.
It's a Vin Diesel movie. He has guns everywhere. And so, I enjoyed it somewhat, but then I thought... For the concept that it was going for, it should have been so much better. So it's a pretty subpar movie.
What about you, Paul? What did you think?
Because this movie was spread around Twitch a fair bit. So anytime you join someone's stream who you weren't sort of sub to, this added the trailer would pop up. So I saw the trailer a few times. Like, you know, you see the shot of his face kind of breaking down and then building back up. Like, you see those. And you're like, okay, nanobots.
The money
cool
shots,
there's things in this movie that heavily impress me. There are some like CG set pieces that are incredible. I didn't actually realize until I was doing a bit of digging, I'm a humongous fan of this director, but not as a director. He was the visual effects supervisor at Blur. For trailers, and I still will argue with anyone that the trailers for Star Wars: The Old Republic were hands down one of the best trailers out.
So he was
a supervisor.
Huh. Yeah, he was creative supervisor. So he did also the Division.
Yep, did the Division trailer, he did Elder
Star
Scrolls
Wars,
Online,
The Force Unleashed. Yeah,
Mass Effect. Yeah, Halo Wars was online. Huge when it came out. Like, not the game sucked balls, but
BioShock.
The trailer was awesome.
Wow. Yeah. All he's the done a bunch like Force Unleashed and Old Republic.
Blur Studios. I've always liked Blur Studios just because of like mainly because of Tim Miller and their collaborations with David Fincher with doing like the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and that the title sequences
are amazing.
And yeah, they're really cool, but I feel like kind of like in the CGI that is in these game trailers, it's a little bit unpolished because it's not completely meant to be real.
Yeah.
And
you definitely like get that feeling in this movie, right? Yeah.
That's definitely the feeling in this. Like, it doesn't hold up.
Especially like, a certain elevator fight scene towards the end of this movie.
Yeah.
That you kind of, like, everyone turns into a video game character at some point.
It felt like I mean, getting back into it, the movie was okay. I would, there were times where I would just put it on par with, like, Six Underground. You're like, this is dumb, but there's some things that aren't terrible.
Yep. That's actually, that's not a bad comparison. Yeah,
but,
put that there.
I don't know where I was going with that.
Oh, this guy also did the first episode of Love, Death, and Robots.
Oh, yeah.
He did. Yeah.
Oh,
because Beyond the Aquila Rift?
The Sunny's Edge, the one where the alien farm? Battle.
On the farm?
No. The alien, like, alien wars. Or, Beast Wars. Yeah. The Beast Wars one.
Oh, I know. I saw
that where they're controlling the monsters.
I tried to binge that show in one night, and I had to stop.
Yeah.
I got, like, six, and I'm like, this is weird.
Well,
I got to the one where it was, like, that Asian chick who got basically her entire body replaced. I'm like,
The fox one?
Fox, yes. Thank you.
That was
That was too weird. Beyond the Aquila Rift was super weird, but that effect at the end was awesome. You know, the one where it's like he the light speed jump and then he passes out and then he wakes up. I was like, it's amazing that you made it all this way out here. How are you out here? Like, oh my gosh, I remember you.
And it's but a complete illusion.
It's a giant spider thing.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's creepy as hell.
This one, apparently, that this guy directed was, I think it's the first one in the episodic order of, it's the one where, like, the Beast Wars one, where you got the two crazy alien beast creatures.
That one! And she's she's in the... Yes!
And they're controlling them. Yeah.
Oh, that one's mind really good. That's weird, though. That's also a really good
But again, that totally makes sense. It's a very, very much the same kind of animated, visual, cinematic...
At it, it looks like those cinematics you see for Star Wars, for Dawn of War.
Yeah.
Photoreal, but very, like, cartoonish in a lot of ways as well.
It felt like, that's what I was going to say. The movie felt
final
like...
Final render.
Not, not quite final render.
That's all I was saying.
It's like a version 1.9.
A draft. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rough final version 4.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt with it. And and then, like, the trailer, I didn't watch the trailer before watching the movie, which was a benefit. If you watch the trailer, you've literally seen the whole movie.
No way.
It gives away everything.
No!
Like, even, like, the twists, all any setups, even though, like, the twists are so obvious and annoyingly obvious. Like, but, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly didn't see it. And coming until
the guy says it.
He's sitting. No, like, literally just before the guy says it. But yeah, I was late to the game on that. Like, when he's locked down, when he locks him down to the chair, and it's like, hang on, why is this guy acting like a dick?
And then, why do you hate him so much?
Really? It was why, that far? Like,
yeah. And then.
Wow.
And then he comes out and says it. It's like, oh, I see what's going on here. Honestly,
I literally think the moment that that Toby Kebbell comes out into all the cards and he's like really worried, I was like, yeah, okay, they've done something here to mess with his memory. That was like as as that happened.
Yep. That's
and
fair enough.
If you watch the trailer, it spells that all out kind of thing. Yeah, it tells you exactly what's happening.
I had
even last shot.
Oh, that sucks.
Like, where he explodes. Like,
I had an inkling. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I had an inkling that Guy Pearce... Here we go, spoilers. I had an inkling that Guy Pearce's character was going to be bad, was going to be the big bad, because it's Guy Pearce.
It's Guy Pearce. I was going to say, has Guy Pearce been a good guy ever?
He's
a good guy. Memento, wasn't he?
Yeah. Memento, Lockout, that one that was based on that old movie that no one remembers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The one that got sued. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one.
Right.
Yeah.
He's usually a bad guy, Guy Pearce.
That's and who he was!
Again.
Iron Man 3. The worst one.
Aldrich Killian.
That's why I hate the guy in an Iron Man movie.
The whole time, like, I know you and I don't like you, but I don't know why I don't like you. That's why.
Because of that awesome movie, Iron Man 3.
Garbage film. Now he's in another one. You know, this movie sucks ass. I hate it.
This guy has no future.
This movie does suck.
This movie sucks. I hate it. This movie sucks because Guy Pearce was in Iron Man 3 and now he's in this.
Yeah.
I feel like there are differing opinions on the Iron Man 3 thing, and for the sake of this podcast, we probably should push on.
People have heard this before. Like, refer to another podcast.
For a podcast. refer to episodes. Yep. I think it's between 50 and 70.
Every single episode between 50 and 70. Literally every single
plus
episode.
Plus the 50 before He's, and the 50 after.
But in Guy Pearce's defense, he is a good guy in Animal Kingdom, right?
I'll take your word for it.
Or is he a bad cop? maybe he's a bad guy. The
was
Hurt
he
Locker.
Good guy? He was a good guy in Prometheus. In
Hurt Locker.
The Hurt Locker.
Prometheus.
There you go.
Prometheus. He wasn't really a good guy in Prometheus.
Wow. He was the worst guy in Prometheus.
Not the worst guy, but...
There's worse guys.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the oldest guy.
Oh, no, David. David's probably the worst one.
Dave, but he wasn't a guy. He's a robot.
Who the hell is... Yeah, who is he in That's Hurt fair. Locker? Who That's is... Fair. I don't know. I don't even know.
The Hurt Locker. He's literally in it for like 5 minutes in the very beginning.
He's the one that hurts. He's the mentor.
There you go. He's a good guy.
He's fully like doing like the whole Drew Barrymore kind of thing. Right. It's like, oh, he's a famous person. He'll last till the end of this movie. Oh, no.
No.
Wait, the Drew Barrymore thing?
Yeah. From like Scream.
Oh, right. The first Scream.
Yeah.
No, it turns out Jeremy Renner is a great replacement for...
Yeah, but here's a question for you. What's Jeremy Renner's character name? Without looking at IMDb. I know you both are there right now.
I reckon
his name Hurt?
Oh, my God.
Hurt.
Because it's about his locker.
Jason Hurt.
Hurt. I love that movie.
Phil Hurt's Locker. Two guys, many bombs, one set of clippers.
I have no idea what his name is. Like, who remembers? That's like... when this comes out, it'll probably Mac be after Bertley. The episode that we're going to record tomorrow night. But we've got like tomorrow night we're going to record the episode on Danger Close.
Yeah.
Oh, and yes. I feel like that's more significant.
What an absolutely stellar movie.
I feel like we should be talking about The Hurt Locker with that movie.
But
I need to watch it before tomorrow.
Make sure you watch it before tomorrow. But it's really hard to keep track of everyone's name in that. And I was like, how are we going to go through this plot?
Aren't they all called Bruce?
Keeping it...
I call him Bruce 1, 2, 3. Him as like the one with the accent.
And well, the there's the Ragnar, accent. And then it's Bruce. Bruce.
Ragnar
Lothbrok, Richard Roxburgh, and every other forgettable character. But it is tomorrow's.
Based on a true story too, so we have to treat it with some respect too. But
well, you should have told us that earlier, Jason.
Tune into last week's episode, I suppose, if you want to see if we treat it with respect.
Wait, hang on. Is Danger Close coming out before Bloodshot?
Yeah. It's coming out for
so we're recording this
for Anzac Day. Oh, cut those jokes.
We are fully recording this out of order. Because Paul hasn't watched Danger Close yet.
It's the first time I think ever that we've recorded.
I need to watch
out of order.
Danger Close yesterday.
Yesterday. Yes. Anyway, so
what did Jason think of the film?
Thank you, guys. Okay.
I was about to ask what you thought of the film.
Jason, what did you think?
Jason, what did you think of the film? Tell us.
Thank you, Jason. Host 2 and 3, for letting me talk about what I thought of
No worries, actually, host 4.
No. Sorry. I got cut off. Just one more point. Fun fact is, Jason, what did you think of the movie?
I thought it was crap.
Fun thing you thought it was crap. There you go.
It's not a good movie.
Oh, crap.
But...
Brilliant.
But I did learn a few things about this movie. Nice little bits of trivia, so we'll jump straight into that section that everyone loves. So the tunnel scene was filmed in a set, the main tunnel scene where they have like the massive flower fight kind of thing.
The shootout was on a set.
Pardon?
The shootout was on a set. Unreal. Yes. No, tell me more. Carry on.
No, they built the whole tunnel for it.
Did they?
Yes. Wow. And I know you'll be interested in this next little
bit. I already am.
So they...
I hate you. Carry on.
So they didn't film with flour because they couldn't film with flour because flour is flammable.
Sure. And when they threw those flares, I'm like, oh, they're all dead.
Yeah. Mm. Surprisingly, they didn't want anyone to die. So they were obviously firing blanks and they used a compound that wasn't flour, obviously.
Talcum powder?
That's way too coarse, dude. Hang on a second. You're telling us that they didn't use flour, but you're not going to tell us what they used.
Well, no. Hmm. Even the director didn't. Like in the conversation that he said, he didn't even know what it was.
The worst truth.
Oh, just like, oh, it's some compound. I don't know.
It was probably asbestos, and they just don't want to say.
Pretty much. Because
we're all dead.
They also did say that everyone was wearing masks on set, and Vin Diesel walked up, and they're like, you're not going to get to wear a mask. You have to like run around in this for like 2 weeks and breathe this in. And,
can you imagine?
He's like, yeah, okay.
Kind of can you imagine being like the intern on that set and they finish shooting and like, all right, can you clean the cameras, please? you could get absolutely stuck, mate.
I was thinking that's you were going to so say true. Like being the intern on that set and they finish the
you
shoot
don't get a
and
mask.
They're like, so I think we just killed Vin Diesel, so we're going to have to like shoot this film really quickly, hey?
No, they hand him a broom. They all leave and they hand him a broom and say, start sweeping, kid.
So
it's like that scene in Chernobyl where the miners are like given masks. Oh. It's like, these aren't going to do anything, are they? It's like,
nope.
Not going to wear them.
Oh my goodness.
They also used the same stunt coordinators that were in John Wick 1 and 2, like a bunch of the same ones.
Wow. Okay.
There you go. Yeah. And they didn't use them. Interesting.
It was a large portion of the film was filmed in Cape Town in South Africa, also Budapest in Hungary and Prague and in Chicago. So
Chicago.
And where's this movie based?
London. It is based all over. It's like heaps of London. Yeah, London was one of the major places.
Like when they did that big opening skyline show, I'm like, is this Japan?
Well, they start off in Kenya. So
Yes.
They're in Kenya and then they're in Italy.
But that is completely CG.
Italy,
shot.
And then I think there are some stuff. There is some stuff in London at some point. Yeah, I can't remember. It's such a crap movie, this movie.
Yeah.
It would have been a good movie. And I was quite surprised because I didn't watch the trailer. I was quite surprised when they killed his character. Spoiler. When they killed his character straight up. I was like, holy, they just killed him. That's awesome. Mm. And then when they brought him back, I was like, oh, it's RoboCop.
Yes.
This movie.
Yep. Exactly. I had the exact same thing. It's like,
when my housemate was asking, like, what is... He literally said, what is this crap? I said, it's Bloodshot. And he's like, what is that? I'm like, it's basically Upgrade meets The Matrix.
Actually, you really oversold it.
No, not in a good way. I said, this sucks, but it's like Upgrade. Like,
it's like,
you know...
Upgrade and The Matrix, but it sucks.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's Upgrade and Matrix had a baby, but they dropped the baby.
No.
Yeah. This movie makes no sense at all. Like,
I did think that.
When you think about it.
Yeah.
Like,
halfway through, and I think it was after that first, like, the flower scene. I was like, okay, so this is, like, what Upgrade would have been if it wasn't good.
If it wasn't grounded in reality.
Yeah, if it wasn't, like, super solid and impressive with unique action fight, like, style scenes.
And a great ending.
And a great ending.
Like,
yeah.
Yes.
This is what would have happened if it didn't have those things.
They're making a sequel to Upgrade, aren't they?
I hope so. I really hope so.
Well, how?
Did you guys see Corridor's... Corridor's stunt, was it the stunt one or the CGI, where they did the the Corridor review.
The what?
Where the Corridor crew did the these, was it the words. Hang on.
Okay.
Dad, well, remember? On. Dad.
Yeah, Dad. Yeah. Baby brain. You have no idea what assessments. This is like. The struggle is real.
It is so real. So real. Holy crap. It's like, I need to go back to first grade because I forget words. where Corridor do the... what's the freaking word?
The stuntmen react to the...
Stuntmen reacts. That's the reacts.
So there is actually the... They did do...
Thank you, upgrade other dad.
With...
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. They did the whole thing where he had an iPhone. So, because he filmed it with an iPhone right on his shoulder and it was tracked into the gyroscope. The movements.
It was tracking the gyro.
Yes.
Yeah, just replicating the movements. Amazing.
Yeah.
So clever. But
so I'm this just movie should have done something like that. Google search and it looks like they might not make a sequel.
It kind of doesn't need a sequel. It's an interesting... Where Upgrade ends, it's a really great jumping off point for a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a great movie in its own right.
Are they only not making a sequel because it performed badly?
How do they make it... Which is such a... It's so much better than Venom. Venom is garbage.
So much better than Venom. So much better than... This movie, which is meant to launch a series,
so much better than this movie.
This movie is very missable, if anyone's wondering. Yep. Like, you don't have to watch this. Listen to us talk about it instead. Or talk about other movies, which is what we're
doing. Other movies. Really we're barely touching on even this movie because it sucks so much.
We'll skim. We'll skim in a bit.
Yeah. So, anyways, let's talk about this movie. We should get off Upgrade. Upgrade might have a sequel. There's a whole heap of different articles that I'm going on to now. Like, so Screen Rant reckon that they want a bigger budget. This is of February 25th, so that they said this.
Who wants a bigger
about
budget?
A year ago, he said they wouldn't have one. Lee Winnell wanted a bigger budget.
Okay. Upgrade was Blumhouse, right?
For the second, yeah.
Blumhouse too.
But I think that's
all
where,
the reason why that you need to produce a sequel. Because Blumhouse movies are pretty awesome.
I was going to say this at the beginning, but this movie felt like... not Blomkamp. Oh, no. I had the name. Who is the South African guy who did...
Dad?
No, I'm fine. I'm cognitive. Who's the guy who did Chappie, District 9?
Yeah, that's Neil Blomkamp.
Yes.
Blomkamp. Neil Blomkamp. It felt like that because he came from a VFX background. So that's why his visual effects are so on point. And I think this is kind of what they were trying to do. Because obviously this guy's coming from a visual effects standpoint.
But the story Jason sucks was us. Saying, the VFX aren't polished. They're not. They don't feel like movie VFX. They feel like like game trailer VFX.
There are a few. They do. There's that one where they go into the, I don't know, the particle sphere. You know when they lock him down the second time, and then they talk in this virtual world.
Oh yeah.
That scene was awesome. I really thought that was cool. But,
It reminds me of like all the breakdown like visual effects shots that you see. Like it literally is that. It's like all the things placing into
the VFX artist did that scene, but he's just gonna straight like copy paste it into his reel.
Yeah, exactly.
From the bloody movie.
I did this. It works as a film scene and a breakdown. It's great.
Hire me, Blur.
I hated the way that this movie, like, it removed any mystery from it. Like, as the movie progressed, it was like, okay, this is what's happening, or this is what's happening. And it doesn't let you, as an audience, try
and while the story,
it out.
Yep, and while the story is developing, they decide, they get to points where it's like, it's developing pretty good, and the pace is going well. But then they think, we might have left some audience members behind. We need to pause and do another exposition scene just to make sure everyone's on board. And then we'll pick up the pace again.
It feels like they're the teacher and they're teaching a lesson, but they just think there's a couple of people up the back who are chatting and they're literally going, boys, we're going to go over this again. Okay.
So
it's like, I know you guys haven't watched sci-fi films before.
Yep.
I know you haven't watched The Matrix. You haven't watched freaking Inception, so you don't understand how sci-fi works. So here we go. We're going to break it down for you.
It's a sci-fi movie for people that don't like sci-fi. as it sits there and like explains everything to them.
So, yes. So if the sci-fi isn't your thing, this is the movie for you.
This is the movie for you.
If thinking isn't your thing,
it's dumb. This movie's dumb. How dumb is his name? Like, I know it's in the comics and everything, but Ray Garrison, like, just sounds...
Ray
like
Garrison.
Garrison, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds like...
Sounds a like a Vin Diesel. That sounds like what Dom Toretto was originally called in the first draft.
Yeah. And Dom Garrison.
Dom Garrison.
It just sounds stupid.
It does sound a bit stupid.
Anyways, so we begin in Mombasa, Kenya. Oh.
Sorry, I'm reading what some happens? Of the reviews, and there's some absolutely corking reviews out here. There's like, there's not much else to do while watching Bloodshot other than tally the minutes. And then someone was like, the big reveal isn't.
Isn't, yeah, that's nice. That's... I am. It's so not good. A big reveal. No,
look, it's I, so don't, I never want to. I never want to jump in with critics because I think sometimes it's complete idiots. But man, that's funny.
Yeah, sometimes they come up with some good ones. Oh yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, Jason. So, yes, we're in Mombasa, Mumbai, Mombasa, Wakanda. Kenya. Where are we?
Yep, we're in Kenya. Yeah, cool. In Wakanda.
Yeah, Bombay.
So. In a better movie, Black Panther is a better movie. Mm-hmm. Yes,
I think the effects were worse than Black Panther.
Oh, actually, some of them were. Yeah, right at the end, probably were. Yeah,
they
were.
At least this was consistently.
But the story
bad.
Was better.
It was similar because like it got worse in Black Panther as that movie went along. It gets worse in this movie as this movie
goes. It starts worse and it stays level. It's like that one guy at a party who gets drunk off one beer but doesn't get drunker.
Right. So it's better because it knows where its level's at and doesn't pretend to be anything better.
Yeah, it's just crap across the board, whereas Black Panther, you're like, this could be a good movie. Oh.
Yeah.
Gives you, sets you up with false promises, and then,
That's right. That could be a new rating for us. That could be like, it could be a movie that's consistently crap. Mm. That's what the rating
crap.
Is.
It's consistently crap, but we respect that.
Yeah, yeah. It flatlines the whole way through. No up and down.
Again. If thinking's not your thing, but consistency is, this is the movie.
We've got a product for you.
Honey, I just wish that there are so many more consistent movies out there. I just want something that's the same level the whole time. Here we go.
It's a movie that you'd watch when like your brain is just completely fried and you don't want to think at all. I just want to like drool in front of the TV.
And because they're not making Transformers movies anymore.
Here it is. Yes. You're very, very drunk to the point where you don't want to move. This movie appears on the TV. The remote is present in the room, but it is on the table and you do have to reach over to get it.
Mm-hmm. It's literally that hand length away from being able to be reached sort of thing. So you'd have to get up to get it. Yeah.
If the remote was in your hand, we're watching Antiques Roadshow, but it's not and we're going to watch this instead.
And so in that situation, which I've been there before, it might take you an hour and a half to decide to get up and reach for it. And in that time, you've accidentally watched Bloodshot.
You might as well just see what happens.
Exactly.
Or let them tell you what happens because like, if you miss anything, they'll catch you up.
This is the kind of movie that you watch accidentally.
I like that we're almost half an hour in.
How did we watch this movie? This is so good.
We have to.
Whose freaking idea was this?
We had to watch it. Okay. But I like that we're half an hour in and the rest of the previous half an hour is just new and creative ways of saying that this movie sucks. How many different ways can we say it?
Mombasa, Kenya. This is where the movie begins. Mm-hmm. He goes into, like, he's a soldier, just a grunt, like, running through. Well. And he gets told not to go, like, not to advance into this building, but he does it anyway because he pretends like he can't hear them.
Yep.
And he finds a terrorist with a hostage, and he tricks the terrorist by asking
for a freaking
phone. Where's the phone? The stupidest thing. And the terrorist, like, points to it with the gun, and that gives him a split second.
I need
to
a phone.
Shoot
where is it? It's over there. And who points to a phone with a gun?
Yeah. And how dumb is this terrorist? Like, everyone has a phone these days. Why would he need to use his phone?
Why does he need to gesture? Just go, oh, it's on the table to your left.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Pick it up, won't you?
He's on comms, guys.
Here, let me put my gun down beside it and show it to you and show you how it's to use here, this here. Land mine.
Would you like me to call the number for you as well? I'll
yes,
do that.
Would you
I'll
like
do
me
it with
to
my
you
gun.
Number? Can you keep pointing this at this guy's head real quick? Thank you. That's a big help. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
It's so dumb. So he shoots the guy and then he gets shot himself. But then, you know, he's Vin Diesel, so he just walks it off.
Yeah.
It's a scratch. Yeah, I hate getting scratched with the bullets. It sucks.
Yeah, he hates it. So he goes back to Italy to the base, and then his wife, like the military base, and then Juno. His wife arrives.
Mm-hmm. And this is that's what they're fighting for, boys. They're fighting for that.
That's
yeah.
You're fighting for my wife.
Duty is duty. Something like that.
Everyone's fighting for his wife.
Everyone's fighting for Vin Diesel's wife.
One guy's walking away and he's like, hang on a sec. If I kill him, do I get her? Yeah. Is that how this works?
They're like, how do you think he got her?
And we're like, these guys behind us like, challenge accepted.
Want to know how he became sergeant?
So his wife runs up to him at the military base, and we have like this Michael Bay kiss where the camera does like the whole wraparound kind of thing. And
don't forget,
like,
he takes his jacket off.
Yeah, for the next 5 to 10 minutes, it's a Fast and Furious movie, isn't it?
Yes, sure is. Yeah. It's literally the beginning of Fast.
Oh my goodness!
Six. Hang on.
Which is great because they didn't have to they didn't have to film this stuff. This is all archive footage now. It's great.
They just reuse some of the footage.
Outtakes from Fast.
Same bear, like same singlet and everything. It's my goodness.
Different blonde woman.
They have this like really stupid hoorah sort of moment about like American troops. Oh. And it's like I had to write it down. It's like no mission too difficult, no sacrifice too great.
Duty.
And I gave up at that point. I was like blah blah.
Duty is duty. This movie is duty. Duty.
Hoorah.
Like, I have a duty.
Oh man. Duty.
Oh, so, Vin Diesel has a lot of big duty.
Anyway. He goes home with his wife, and we have like this whole lovey-dovey scene where she's like talking about his scars and all this kind of stuff. And at this point, I was like, "Who wrote this movie? It's the stupidest thing." She's like, "I don't mind the scars, just not the stories they tell."
Oh,
so dumb. And so then, deep. Yeah, so deep.
But the thing is, with all the stories, they all end the same way. He always comes back.
He always comes back. Home. That's right. Hmm? Yeah, he always comes home.
Yeah, so Vin Diesel's basically a pigeon.
Yes, yes.
No one likes to hear their stories, and they always come home.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
So, he then has like another stupid line where he's like, "Are you questioning what my body can and can't do?" And her response. Is maybe I need a little bit more of an education. And I was like, who the hell wrote... Like, is this a 12-year-old that wrote this movie? Like,
No, it's a 13-year-old. He's learning about things. And
these
are his pickup lines that he's writing down.
This kid and, has got the internet and Barney Stinson's The Bro Book.
Yeah, the Bro Book, yeah.
To summarize the dialogue and also the delivery of said dialogue, here's another review, because, Paul, you got me reading reviews as
reading
well.
Reading reviews while we're podcasting? Okay.
Why the heck not? This is great.
That's what we're doing now, because we don't want to talk about this movie.
Yeah, we're borrowing, we are plagiarizing.
Yeah, yep.
No, plagiarizing only counts if it's written.
Oh, okay. What's,
That's
carry on, Dean, with your original review.
I'm pretty sure you're a lawyer, right, Paul?
Sure.
I need to talk to you more often. No one will ever accuse Vin Diesel of having range, but he seems particularly lost here. There's nothing remotely interesting about Ray before and after he gets his robo blood, and that completely sums up what's going on right here.
Yes, that's so true.
Okay.
So this is a career low for the the amazing actor Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Mm-hmm. So he wakes up the next day.
He does. He wakes
to a note
and Dr. Doom
his wife
shows
has
up.
Left. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. No, keep going,
Jason. Yeah, we're skipping through. Dr. Doom shows up.
Okay, sure.
So
why Dr. Doom?
And
Because he's Dr. Doom Toby Kebbell, from Fantastic Four.
Because he's Dr. Doom from Fan Four Stick. And
wait, which one?
The new one.
The Fan Four Stick. Oh, okay.
I haven't seen that one.
Yes, you have. We did a review on it.
The new
one?
No,
we didn't.
We did a review on Fan Four Stick.
No, we didn't.
No, we did a review on every other one.
Fantastic Four.
We did the Jessica Alba one. The
crappy one.
Oh, I just saw it then. Oh, God.
You watched it for no reason.
I knew him as Johnny Quid from Rock and Roller.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's the movie.
He was really good in Planet of the Apes as well.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Dawn of the Rise and Return of the Revenge of the
Apes. Is he the bad guy? Or is he...
Koba. I can't remember his name. Anyway, so he rocks up in everybody's like favorite dad attire, wearing socks and sandals, and he also has this like, isn't it an Aussie accent or an African accent?
It sounded Australian. He's like, I'm the bloke that stabbed you, and you're like, are you Australian?
Yeah, it sounded like it was Australian,
but it definitely wasn't Australian when you meet him later on.
No, it definitely wasn't. I couldn't work out what he was doing. So,
and if it was Australian, you can tell it's a really good Aussie accent because us Aussies can't pick it.
Couldn't tell. I was thinking that he was doing an impression of Quentin Tarantino doing an Aussie accent.
Oh, wow.
I was like, what are you doing here? But so Dr. Doom kills the wife.
Yep.
His name's Martin Nax. By the way, that's
great.
He's fallen like No Country for Old Men's his wife.
Yes, he does. With the cattle thing.
The cattle prod.
It's brutal, but like they did this stupid thing where so in No Country for Old Men, the sound effect is so like jarring.
It's just like it's like a big square. It's like when you threw a watermelon on the ground.
Did they have a sound effect for this movie?
No, it has like music and it like pretty much cuts out the sound in that moment.
Yeah.
And it's nowhere near as jarring. It's so stupid. Mm.
Her head moves. I feel like her head should have stayed still. If her head stayed still and like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It looked like it's kind of like
she was ducking.
It booped her.
It did.
Yeah, it like just pushed her over.
Yeah.
Poked her head. What are you doing?
What are you doing, Martin?
Martin?
Martin, put the thing away. Stop it.
So.
And then he kills Vin Diesel, shoots him in the face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vin Diesel's like, yeah, you better kill me. And he's like, good point. So he shoots him in the head. And then he wakes up.
Thanks for.
And Guy Pearce revives him as RoboCop. And Guy Pearce owns a company called Rising Spirit Technology.
Ugh.
And
sounds ominous.
Sounds stupid.
It sounds like an airway. I'm flying Rising Spirit. Really
does. Rising Spirit.
Wow, it does. You're totally
flying
right.
Flying Dubai and I'm stopping at Cape Town.
Yeah. Do you think it sounds like a cheap airway?
Actually, it's a flight you go to like Adelaide for maybe 130
bucks. It's like Tiger or something like that.
But you have to stand.
Yeah. Yes, because there's no sitting room.
Standing room only. And then it's got those bus handles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hang on, you're going to get
in an accident.
Worked.
It's just.
Oh my God. You're just going to jump on halfway. Stop.
Someone presses the button over like Melbourne. They're like, nah, this isn't how it works.
In an accident, you just drop out the bottom. There's no things that drop from the ceiling. It's just right out the bottom.
They just open the cargo bay. You're like, all right, go.
It's like
we don't actually have a gate. Jump.
if you die outside the plane, it's not our responsibility.
It's right.
Your lives are only our responsibility within the plane.
In the plane.
Fat guy who's midway through a heart attack to just roll him out. It's like, not your fault now.
If you die now, you're alive in the plane.
Guy Pearce, I can't remember whether it was just in the trailer or in this scene of the movie, but he does say like the line that I call you Bloodshot or whatever. Is that in the movie?
I don't think it's in the movie. I don't think they ever call him Bloodshot.
Goodness.
Okay. So it must be just in the trailer because he's like, I call you Bloodshot. And yeah, I was like, no one ever actually says Bloodshot in this movie. So I wasn't sure at what point you start calling him Bloodshot.
It feels more like a Green Arrow kind of thing. Like, no one's going to call him the Green Arrow, but he's just like, the Hood.
Yeah.
Or whatever. The
Everyone knows he's the Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Or the Arrow or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But he wakes up. He's now super. He meets all of these other, like, enhanced soldiers. Some dude with robo legs. Some guy with, like, a 360 cam for a face. The chick who played Darling from Baby Driver, she can breathe underwater.
Yes. Aza Gonzalez. Yep. So Aza Gonzalez, she is fluent in English, Spanish, and Italian.
Yeah, she is
pretty impressive. And I was like, that's jarring. I wish I was fluent in English. She also played Baby Driver. She was in Alita Battle Angel.
She didn't play Baby Driver, Jason. She played Darling.
Yes. No, oh, yeah, she played Darling and Baby Driver.
She was the car.
She was the car.
She can speak English, Italian, Spanish, and Subaru.
Car. and
brum-brums.
She's also going to be in Godzilla vs. Kong later on in the year, if it comes out this year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's the movie that we should have got by now.
No, it's not.
As in, we didn't need a middle one. We should have just gone straight to Godzilla vs. Kong. But that's bollocks. My opinion.
Yes. No, I liked
Godzilla.
I'm
so sick of Kong.
King of Monsters.
Kong sucks.
Yeah. But...
Really?
Kong, yeah. Godzilla... Why does Kong suck?
Kong's garbage. Like Godzilla's going to absolutely, curb stomp him.
No, but he doesn't win. Godzilla loses.
Who does? We know what's going to happen.
But he shouldn't lose. That's what I'm saying. It makes no sense.
They're going to fight at the start, and then they're going to join forces because they realize both the mum's name's Martha.
Martha.
And then they're going to fight. Yeah, then they're going to fight. Wait, who's the guy they killed? Who's the one they killed?
The three-headed dragon thing.
Mothra.
No, not the other one.
Both the mum's name's Mothra. So then they...
That's right. Actually, I feel like this is a conversation we've had for sure.
Are you sure?
We probably had it when we did Godzilla. Joke.
Have I had?
I think we did.
Is this a pre-kid joke?
It feels so familiar, but...
I don't think it's a pre-kid joke. Isn't your daughter older than the podcast?
A pre-two-child joke.
Okay, right.
Apparently, every single child you have, your joke bar resets, and you got to say them all again.
Please don't have another kid. I don't think I can do it.
Anyways,
I want to return to this again. Anyway.
Sorry,
Katie. She has this ability to breathe through her.
It's an inbuilt respirator,
inbuilt respirator, and it makes her immune to poisons, airborne poisons,
that makes sense.
Sort of thing. So
that is on par with robot sense, legs.
Yep.
And
dude, she'd be feeling so psyched up in a current, in today's age.
Oh yeah,
she has one of those. She'd be like, "I'm walking through cities. I'm licking people. Yeah. I feel no pain. I feel no fear."
Yeah, I'm not going to get only, it. Like, it's only stuff in the air, right? Like, she could still get sick if she licked a post.
No, not with a respirator.
I suppose she has it.
She just goes underwater and drowns the virus. Maybe.
Yep.
Yeah, clearly you don't know how science works, Jason.
Yeah,
checks out.
I don't.
Man, don't you feel dumb.
Sorry. I forgot. Paul's a lawyer and a scientist. We're learning lots of things today.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself. Oh, Jason, don't forget, I'm also an inventor.
I'm an inventor. Hey, Paul, I wrote a whole paper on this.
Did you?
Do you want to see it?
Yeah. Is it the middle finger?
Yes.
That's one word.
you may be all these things, Paul, but Jason's a great researcher and gamer, so.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I feel like I have to doubt.
No, but Paul, you're meant to respond after I tell you that I wrote a paper on it that it's impressive. Come on, man.
Oh, that's impressive.
Sorry, Jason. Wait, did you say you
wrote
a paper on this? Oh, that's impressive.
Thank you.
What
that's the Green
the
Goblin.
Hell?
That's what's from that? Spider-Man.
I know.
It's the
same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, anyway. Speaking of Spider-Man and subpar scripting, Sam Raimi doing the new Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Yeah. How dare you say subpar? That guy is a legend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we getting too dramatic? Are we getting too?
You are.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe I'll. I'll
it's just
throw
Sam
back
Raimi,
the
dude. Calm down.
Just Sam Raimi. Oh my god.
He was great in that one episode of The Chef Show.
Yeah. What? He was in The Chef Show.
He was in the. Yeah, he's in the new season of The Chef Show. They cook.
Oh no
something
way! That's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, Doctor Strange potentially coming back to do multiverse, potentially bringing in previous versions of Spider-Man within the multiverse. That is the current
He didn't do Spider-Verse, did he?
No, no. Oh, but good, he did Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right.
One of them being still one of the best Spider-Man films ever. But, yeah, so potentially bringing back old versions of Spider-Man in that movie, which will
be interesting. That's exactly what we want with Spider-Man. We want more reboots, I reckon. If we can see how he's...
No. Not reboots. We want previous versions.
I reckon if he brings all the previous versions back, they need to show us how those previous versions became Spider-Man.
They're not going to bring previous versions of Spider-Man into Doctor Strange, of all things, considering like Sony and like their whole deal. That's not going to happen.
Well, that's true.
No way.
But also, Sam Raimi. So.
Oh, you counted me. Oh, well done.
Yeah, you got me. I got you. Also, I think everyone's taking note of
saying a subpar
what...
director's name a counter now?
That is... who are you talking about?
Jason, Dean.
Yeah.
Say something controversial.
Coronavirus is a total hoax by the government to control us and install 5G.
Dean. Dave Wilson.
Damn, that's a good point.
I was waiting for you to
take back everything I say.
I was waiting for you to go, Dean Russell.
Dean's not a director because he's never shown me anything that he's directed yet. It's all just saved on his hard drive somewhere. Yeah. You've got to release it to be a director, Jason. Dean's saying that I'm nominated as number one.
So
the big middle one right there.
So KT has a swim, getting back to this movie.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And Vin Diesel creepily watches her, and then she's like, "Oh, hey, I noticed you creepily watching me, and I'm okay with that."
Can I be honest? I actually didn't mind this scene. The underwater like Tai Chi thing, I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It looked cool. Yeah. It looked good. It visually looked not because it's Kate. It, yep. So anyway, she gets out of the water and shows him her coin collection. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then they drink.
And then they drink, and he remembers his wife's death because he's forgotten it. We actually forgot this whole thing. Like, he's forgotten who he was and all that.
That's right.
Amnesia.
He doesn't know what happened. Yes, he doesn't know everything that we know.
Yeah,
which
right.
is, yeah. So this is a real big promotional material, like promotional campaign for alcohol at this point. You need help remembering
it
things.
Helps you
yeah.
drink.
That's not how alcohol works.
The alcohol industry is trying really very not. Hard to rebrand themselves. In the 21st century, they're like, no, alcohol. Remember things. It's great.
I'm remembering things now.
You know that movie Limitless? He was hammered the whole time.
Yeah. We're not the reason why you forget everything.
Yeah.
You need a...
That's asbestos.
As the reason parent, why that's what I'm doing wrong. I need to start drinking more.
Damn straight, man.
These lies about alcohol are just from Big Water.
Give me kiss. You should be giving your kids some bourbon and gin or whatever at night.
That's right.
It helps them sleep
tomorrow,
and they'll remember.
Yeah, it helps them with their studies.
That's why cops don't want you to drink and drive, because they don't want you to be smarter than them.
they don't want you remembering their names.
So he gets flashbacks. He knows
and remembers. Yep.
Yeah,
and then he is like, "Yeah, okay, so I remember Martin Axe, who is Toby Cabell's character. I remember him killing my wife and doing all that." So he's in a blind rage, and he's like, "I've got to get out of here and find him." So knowing that he's like part robot or whatever, he just does like this whole Matrix thing and just plugs into the internet and just works out exactly where Martin Axe is.
Well,
and he also does like a whole taekwondo. I know taekwondo.
Kind of how to fly
kung
a plane.
Fu.
Yeah, by like downloading how to
he
fly.
He learns
the
very
plane
quickly.
Kind of thing.
They basically get to the end of RoboCop very quickly in this movie. You're like, interesting. Interesting.
Well, Yeah, no, because this is what happens in RoboCop. This is literally, they kill the people that kill his wife.
It
and
comes
then
a bit later, though, doesn't it? For sure, like middle. There's more training initially.
Oh, there's a little bit of training, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It does have a good little training montage, something that Fan4tastic didn't have. but yeah, he finds Martin Axe. We get the he flips a truck full of, let's say it's coke. They all throw flares and somehow don't explode.
Yeah,
and then he proceeds to systematically take them all out without getting shot, which is just unfair. I played paintball with the guy.
He does.
He gets
like
shot a lot.
He doesn't die.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah. Because his body has like the nanites or whatever they call them. So the nanobots, basically, is what his whole body's made up of. So whenever he gets shot, it basically repairs.
Is it his body or
really
is it his
quickly.
Blood cells?
It is his blood.
His blood.
It is his blood? Right.
That's literally one of the lines.
Yeah. Your blood.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's like,
your
it
blood.
Is your guys blood. Are in my blood. And then Katie's like, it is your blood.
It is your blood.
Yeah, they say that. But then I'm like, is that, does it mean that it's not all of him kind of thing? Because it seems like it's everything. Because
no,
the moment
he's, they're just really good at reconstructing tissue, I think is the is what is the line, the dialogue.
And we're mostly tissue.
Right.
Mostly.
So, some water.
Tissue and water. We're tissue water.
But not as much as Big Water wants you to think we are. 70% is fake news. It's actually 20.
We're actually 70% alcohol.
That's right.
We really want to look at the real facts.
Exactly right.
That's why you have so much, you have so many good memories.
Yeah,
because of all the alcohol that
you're keeping on the memories in there. That's 70% alcohol. at this point, we get Toby Kibble's like stuck in his car, and he's like freaking out, and he calls up some other guy.
One of his lines is literally after Vin Diesel kills everyone, and his car's covered in coke, and they can't see him, but they can see his shadow. He says to his bodyguard, "He can't get in here, right?" And the guy's like, "Absolutely not." And you're like, "Dude, he's just kicked a dude through a car."
They have no idea. Like, it's so stupid.
And he opens the window in the stupidest way.
Imagine if the line, like the full line, was like, "Oh, he can't go in here. Can't get in here." I was like, "Oh, definitely not. We've locked all the doors." So
I thought, no, that would be the same where it's like, "He can't get in here, right?" And the guy looks and be like, "No,
no, no,
not now,
not anymore.
Finally, lock the door." Wait, you don't want him to get in here? Oh, I'll wind the window up.
Oh, geez,
sorry.
You're giving him pointers.
Then he kills Martin Axe, so just like it's like he's got his revenge. So he goes back to what is it, the Rising Spirit?
Yep. Rising Spirit Tech.
Goes back to the airline. Yep. That's right. Because he's now a pilot.
RST. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "I always come home," basically, to them.
Yeah.
Because they're his new wife.
That's
like,
who they're fighting for now.
So. Yeah, that's what he's fighting for now. So they reprogram him to kill the last guy that like Pierce was previously colleagues
the big
with
twist
Nick Barris.
Is that he is being mind wiped.
He's been mind wiped and manipulated. All of his memories are fake, and each time he gets rebooted, he sees someone else killing his wife, and that
they
forces
do a
him
face
to go
swap
into a rampage. Yeah. Yep. So I was like, really good at deep fakes. Is just like killing off like the previous
employees.
He was killing off all the guys who broke away. Yeah. Who
like all the partners, not employees.
Because,
all the partners.
Yeah. Because Guy Pearce's big thing was like, this is a weapon, and what's more important than this is the fact that I'm the only person who knows how this works, and he's eliminating any loose end of people who know how this works.
Which,
kind of.
Honestly, like, working for a guy like this, man, that must be pretty interesting.
The tech he has, he could just bomb their house.
This is true.
It's so excessive.
Yeah, just...
Yeah.
Just hire somebody else to go and kill them. No, blow up their house. That is very much the best, like the easiest way to kill
you
someone.
You need to have a Red Bull before you do a podcast.
I do. This Coke is not doing
you need to do
what
something.
It's meant
you
to
need,
be doing.
You need to go in that tunnel and just sniff.
I need the I need the powder form of this guy.
To sniff.
Oh my gosh! Just,
well, what do you think breathing in is, Jason?
No, you just need to take your whiff.
There's a difference between sniffing and breathing in. Okay,
I'll take your word for that one, Musclebrook.
No. Trust me, there is a difference.
Can you please demonstrate the difference between a sniff and breath?
Anyway, so this is the worst company ever. So, like, Guy Pearce...
Are you talking about this podcast?
Yes. This is the worst company ever. Like, you guys are the worst company ever.
We know. Push on. Push on.
Legend of Zelda, Sniff of the Wild.
Where are we on this movie?
Okay. They're reprogramming him, and they've sent him back out as to go after Nick Barris. KT is really getting over what they're doing to him. Yeah. They think it's immoral. He should have a choice. Guy Pearce basically stops her breathing, and he's like, "No, no one has a choice. I own all of you.
Nobody
suckers."
Has a choice. Yeah.
Well, no, her choice is: look, you can choose to breathe, or
her choice is literally ride or die. So they jack him up. He goes in. He starts killing everyone in Barris's place. Barris, though, being the last one on the list, knows exactly what's happening because what's his name? The Aussie guy called him when he was in the Coke tunnel, so he knows what to prepare for. And his way of countering nanobots is an EMP. That's actually very good.
Is employing / kidnapping. Winston from
Winston, man. Yeah. Winston, or Wilfred Wiggins.
Yes.
This guy's being typecast, but actually... not for what you think. He's typecast as a character that starts with a W.
Oh, he plays those W's so good.
He was kind of like, he's like the Deus Ex Machina IT support guy.
Yes.
For this movie.
No, you know what he's like? He's like, oh no, he plays War Machine, but he was the English guy from Ocean's 11.
Hey, Paul, you should have a Red Bull before we do this podcast.
Sorry. Like, seriously. I think you'll notice that since we're still cognitive.
Wow.
I don't know what I'm saying.
The Rhodes? Tech guy from Ocean's 11, is that what you said?
Yes. Yep.
Rhodes?
Rhodey.
Yeah.
Don Cheadle.
Yeah, Don Cheadle. I couldn't think of it.
I know you're making fun of me while you all search it, but...
No, I wasn't even bothering.
Yeah, Don Cheadle. He's like a Don Cheadle, but not as good.
Yeah. He was also, good. Actually, no, yeah, because he's an American guy with a like fake British accent, so he's very much like Don Cheadle in Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good point.
And there's somehow an EMP involved.
We could use a pimp.
Yeah. So Bloodshot gets knocked out by this EMP, and he gets revived by Wilfred after Bloodshot's already killed everyone. Mm-hmm, so
He kills him. He literally kills, shoots him in the face, and you're like, "Oh, that didn't work."
Yeah,
and then it works.
Yeah, and then it works. Then he revives him, and he's like, basically tells him, he just exposition dumps what's going on in the movie.
Exposition. No, that didn't work. Never mind. Push on.
Yeah.
Push on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and yeah, he's like, "Okay, they're manipulating you. Do you even know if your wife's dead?" And he's like, "Well, I don't." And so he goes and finds out that she's not dead.
Let me Google her for you.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He could have just Googled her. He could have looked up Facebook or something like that. But he's going to go to
her house and see her. Maybe.
Yeah. If he looked up her Facebook, he'd probably see that she has another husband and, other kids
added her
and
as
stuff.
A Facebook friend, for sure.
But he doesn't. Yeah. And he goes to her house.
Be like a normal human being and Facebook stalk her.
She has a husband. She just has a kid.
No, she calls out to the husband.
No, she doesn't.
She says, I have a family.
Yeah, exactly.
And yep. That insinuates more than a kid.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They can have a cat.
All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe the sequel.
I have a daughter and a Netflix subscription.
A cat just crawls up to her and she picks it up. It's like, I have a family now. This is my family. I have no room for you.
Vin Diesel just like slowly backs away from
them. The cat just goes meow and shuts the door slowly.
How does it feel to be so demasculinated shortly- by a cat?
Pussy.
Shortly after that, we have like a chase scene with what's his name? Jimmy
Robo Legs and Insta360.
Yeah, Robo Legs and Jimmy Dalton Jimmy Dalton, who's like just generic angry bad guy.
Dalton and Tibbs.
And
he's
Tibbs,
got the robot arm, right?
Not yet.
He's got robot legs. Yeah, Robo Legs, Dalton's Jimmy Dalton. Yep. And then Robot Eyes is the Tibbs. Yeah. So,
honestly, the robot breathing does not compare to these two powers. I've got to say.
No.
Robot legs and robot eyes are kind of cooler. Just a little bit.
I mean, Robo Legs doesn't really do anything, though. At least, Robo
Legs.
Robo Breath does stuff.
Honestly, this action scene, I'd pick Robo Legs over Robot Vision.
He gets absolutely like cooked. RoboVision's sick. That RoboLegs would be useless without RoboVision. That's why they're such a great team together. That's why it's this just classic true. Dalton and Tibbs. Two guys.
That actually,
a bunch of computers.
That was the sequel.
That would be a great spin-off movie.
If Dalton and Tibbs was the sequel to this, I would be so... I would actually watch that, I think. For sure.
Except for... It doesn't really have a happy ending with their.
He can run really fast, but he can see even further.
It's like Detective Baby Legs.
Or it's like one guy and a van. No, it's two guys, and then there's ants, but they're aliens, and there's one guy.
I was thinking
guns.
Like, what a great like cop show would be with Vin Diesel and maybe like Sylvester Stallone.
Oh,
like those two.
Why? Like, why?
And you could just throw in like John Bernthal as well. Like,
is it called
be, like,
We Don't
growling.
Open Our Mouth When We Talk?
It'll be called CSI.
No, it should just be called The Growlers.
The Growlers. The Gravel Mouths.
So they have the chase scene with the Vin. Two generic bad guys and
with the robot stuff,
and then they capture him and they get him back to RST.
He jams a knife in his back and that shuts him down.
That shuts him down. Yeah.
So the smart knife, the smart eye knife.
KT gets sent out to kill
the galaxy knife,
Wilford. So,
sorry, guys, carry
the
on.
Galaxy. Sorry, the says on Galaxy Stab.
The Galaxy. The Galaxy Stab.
I'm sure we haven't wasted enough time already. Yeah,
the Stab 3 duo.
Oh, sorry, that was a good one. Continue.
Yeah, you finished.
Well, sorry,
my
Jace.
Brain's
no,
working.
Sorry,
now.
My bad. Yeah. Sorry, we're just trying to bring it home strong. My bad. Carry on.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, thanks. Continue. Thanks, Paul. I'm just taking your role tonight.
I am.
Yeah, just getting angry.
Yeah.
It's fun, isn't it?
Jason,
liberating.
Paul's the angry one.
Yeah.
If you take that away
take
from
my
him,
role,
he's got nothing.
Knob.
Come on. At least you and I, Jason, we bring knowledge. Paul doesn't have that. So
What? Hang on. Paul brings complete sentences to the table. He brings forethought.
Complete angry.
We bring sentence beginnings. Paul brings words. Together we make it work.
We're like Dalton and Tibbs. It's a weird combo, but man, it works.
This is not the Growl Show.
We're not the Growlers.
Yeah, we're not the Growlers.
We're not the Growlers.
We are the Stumblers. Welcome to the Stumblers.
Jason, what happens after they spike him?
They go back to RST.
Yep, classic.
Rise of Spirit. Technology.
Rising Spirit Technology.
Rising Spirit Technology. Oh, that is such
a that
dumb name.
Redefined print.
Yeah.
So, you do have to sing. Can we sing the name of the company from now on, in just like that really harmonic
rising speed. It's like that technology. It's like that video. It's like, hello, I'm still a piece of garbage.
Okay. Anyway, okay.
Jason, tell me about Rising Spirit. Yeah.
So they're like, okay, we're gonna put him back in, and for some reason they decide to send KT out to kill Wilfred instead of Bloodshot.
Somebody that's not conflicted.
Just plot reasons.
Well, Bloodshot's AFK because they're gonna have to mind wipe him again. Dalton has no legs, and to be honest, Tib is just a glorified camera. What's he gonna do?
So KT goes in and she's like, she finds him and she's like, okay, I'm gonna take out
expensive gimbal.
Your security.
Dalton and Gimbal.
Skip up. So she finds Wilfred and she secretly teams up with Wilfred and is like, okay, I'm going to pretend like I killed you. I'm going to pretend like you got away.
Yes.
And I'm going to go back empty-handed, but you're going to come. I'm going to sneak you back into RST, Rising Spirit Technology. Thank you.
Isn't that what you get when you get like a hand cramp? You get RST.
It's repetitive strain injury. No, it's RSI.
Right? I know. Yes, Jack, I know it's RSI.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you, Doctor Jason.
Doctor Paul. I'm sorry. Dr. I Paul. Forgot. Doctor Lawyer. Doctor Paul.
Dr. Lawyer, Dr. Paul.
He's Dr. Lawyer, Doctor. he's so good at doctor
comes twice in my name. I got a set of double degrees.
Where are we up to?
So KT walks in and says, couldn't get him. Yeah. He got the drop on me and he's bailed. Yeah. And Guy Pearce is like, you suck. Let's gear up Bloodshot. We'll send him back in again. She's like, again, you're not supposed to do that. And then she basically jacks herself in to his matrix and is in he's in the little story. Basically, the story of him killing the Mumbai guy is just CG. It's all fake. So she jacks herself into that and says, oh, this is bad. You shouldn't be doing this. And wakes him up. Oh, no. Wiggins isn't dead. Spoiler. He's actually in a car in the basement. Gaining root access to the entire business. And now he controls everything.
Yes. And he is now
the admin.
He's no longer tech guy from Ocean's 11. He is tech guy from Mission Impossible. Sitting in a van.
And this
in the basement.
Yeah.
Is where it really poses a massive problem for me because he's hacked into the whole system.
Yes.
Why not hack into the whole system? Like he's done.
Yes.
As they've shown repeatedly throughout this movie that everything is connected, like Guy Pearce can switch off her air and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. Why
doesn't
he just switch off all the other technology of like the goons?
As in switch off the other guys. Yeah.
Switch off Guy Pearce. Switch off like all of them.
Turn the cameras off.
Maybe they're on a separate server.
What?
seems stupid.
Maybe they are on maybe they have a backup. Maybe I don't know. On the internet.
Yeah, reason. It's plot. It's plot. It's basically because you wouldn't plot, have a third act.
No,
but
maybe they've gone offline. Maybe they're experiencing network difficulties.
Stop making excuses
problems.
For the stupid movie. It's dumb that they
you're right.
didn't.
Maybe like, it doesn't like, need excuses. Maybe it just needs a rewrite. Yeah.
Maybe they're in, maybe so, it's maybe it's in the cloud.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
So anyway, please.
So KT blows up.
Maybe
the
she's
room,
worth it.
KT blows it up.
Reasons. And they don't have backups off site.
Absolutely,
this is proven by this. Yeah, they're the worst company ever.
Bollocks! You wouldn't have a backup.
Yeah, well, as if they wouldn't like.
Amateur hour.
So.
Well, isn't it at one point that he says like he's using What does he say? He's using like it's not public domain, but like
basically. Open source. He's using open source code.
Written
by Wiggins. Code.
Yes.
Yes. And that's how he's able to gain access, because he's able to...
This guy has lied on his resume for sure.
Yeah,
that
for sure.
Definitely just like explains away a lot of the problems.
No.
No?
No, open source code is like, you know, like you could, let's say, you know, oh, guys, I need you to make a model of a fighter jet to fly overhead. Now, you could either make the model or you could just go and download one.
Download the model.
Yeah, you just, I'd say that's open source code.
Mm-hmm. Except for the difference is the employee that's asked you to make the model.
Well, this is bad, yes.
Is going to hunt you down and kill you if you do the wrong thing. So,
and a previous employee made the model that no longer works there. So, I was like,
I got a problem. When she blows up the server room, she's literally standing behind a glass window.
Yes.
Yeah, and
glass
it doesn't
is like
up.
The first thing that goes. Yeah. In an explosion.
Yeah.
If movies have taught me anything.
This is the same kind of glass that was in the car from that first action scene. So that he couldn't get through, you know.
Good point.
So, yeah. It's bullet, so explosion-proof then, glass.
So, that's in fine. My notes, I was like, because I didn't know the name of the guy with no legs at this point. So, I've got in my notes, why does the no legs guy hate Vin Diesel so much? Like...
Because he's sick of babysitting him.
He's
I think... It makes no sense.
Maybe he's watched his other movies.
Maybe that's it.
This guy is just so dry.
Have you seen XXX3? I think XXX3.
It was fun. But it's the same thing over and over again.
No,
it's
I think
repetitive.
And
he's
you
no
sort
range.
Of get it at the beginning. The guy was a Navy SEAL, and he keeps saying that his was the unit that killed Bin Laden. And I think he's just sick of being relegated to like support staff, whilst Vin Diesel gets all the glory. He wants to be the nano boy.
So this guy is playing Dwayne Johnson in this movie.
Yes, he is. Just smaller and worse. So, he's also playing Doc Ock because he plugs himself into a mech, a little mech exoskeleton.
Yay.
Which is
the difference
dumb.
Is, unlike
it does
Vin
look dumb.
Unlike Dwayne Johnson, this guy probably won't get a spin-off with expensive
Gimbal.
So they have this whole elevator fight scene, and it's just like a lot of crappy CGI, like we're talking about before. I was like, when I was watching this, I was like, it's full of CGI, but it lacks like the excitement of something like the fight scene, like the elevator fight scene in Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Amazing.
Like, even though that's so confined and there is a lot of CGI, I know like the backgrounds and that are CGI and that, but
it's so still more powerful.
Yeah, it's so much more powerful, even though you don't have these massive set pieces where, like, the whole elevator shaft's falling through and all that kind of stuff.
Need
like,
to.
It's.
No.
You don't,
although it feels more like even in. Because, like, the elevator shaft breaks and it's all. It's very precarious. And even the end of Winter Soldier has that when him and Winter Soldier are fighting as the helicarrier is going down.
Do.
That's so tense. And it's that kind of big set piece. And yet it still
difference
does it
there,
better.
Yeah. Difference there is that you have. You have emotional connections to every single character in that scene.
We don't
That's true.
We do not hate you. I do
Bloodshot
not care
can't
for Gimbal
die,
Man.
Not at all. Dalton and Gimbal are just kind of there.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
I honestly
also
wouldn't
like,
have cared if they all fell off there. And I was like, and is he going to die if he falls? Like, it doesn't really seem like
they do all
he's
fall.
So,
die.
To me,
he's like
this
overpowered
scene,
too.
Oh,
like,
that's
a massive problem.
This scene felt is pretty much like I was watching like exactly the same thing as Spider-Man 2, the train scene with Doc Ock and Spider-Man, which came out in 2004, and the CGI in this movie is no better than what was in Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
It looks
I'd say it was worse than Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
But like, and even like No Legs says, let's see him survive that as he like throws him down the elevator shaft.
And
I'm like,
okay,
you know that he's going to survive that. Like he survives getting like gunshots to the face at point blank range.
Yes. That's
he's going to survive this.
Of course.
Yeah.
But does he mean like, let's see how long it takes for him to get back up would have made more sense.
Yeah.
Turns out also not very long. But
not that long. There's another elevator that brings him back up.
Yeah.
And apparently, ultimately he punches no legs into the ground, no eyes, falls off the building. Mm-hmm. And again, also, he's just a glorified
gets
camera.
Killed by Dalton kind of thing.
He gets a sick selfie on the way down.
When elevators... yeah. When... when elevators blow up like this, when elevators like
when they blow up in real life, yep, like
well, classic, in real life, you'd think don't all the other elevators shut down?
Or no, they keep going. RST.
They keep going. Okay,
all
right.
No, RST is all about killing the employees.
What does RST stand for again?
Not about saving them.
Rising Star.
What does RST?
Rising Spirit elevators. Rising
Spirit, whatever.
Whatever. Give Spirit technology.
No fire safety in this building.
No emergency stop here.
Yeah.
You're employed or you die.
Or you just die.
Everyone's expendable.
Yeah. Where Guy Pearce is trying to make his getaway, and we get like
the Great Escape, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, him sort of walking down, and he's like got 2% life left or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Fully feels like he's just going to take on the last boss at a video game. And and he like shoots him with like a grenade launcher sort of thing.
Exactly,
and
that.
He stops it. And
he doesn't stop, he stops really his face.
He does.
Well, no, he grabs it with his hand, doesn't he? And
the first one
explodes.
Hits him. The first one just blows. Mm-hmm. Oh, he grabs it. It blows up. The second one, the nanites pull it apart before it goes off. And there's this counter.
It as in
he has this like reserve counter.
It? Huh? Yeah, that's right.
He has a reserve counter of nanites, and that basically is ticking down. It ticks to zero, which means like he can't rebuild. He's kind of run out of juice. Yeah. And he's like, I don't need to rebuild. Or, you know, I always come home with some bollocks that he's been saying. So, right. I have my family.
He says a lot.
He basically just reverse unos him with the grenade. Yes.
He use you. Blows him up.
He knows use.
No, you. Blows him up.
No,
and
you.
Then,
that's basic. You know, bitch.
That's right. So Vin Diesel explodes with Guy Pearce, but. For the eighth time in this movie, Vin Diesel wakes up in a new location.
Again.
With Wiggins.
You know, minus percentage is a thing. Like, once you go below 0%, you've still got life in you, right?
He went from, I absolutely cannot rebuild works. Him to, oh, you're awake. Good.
You're good.
Oh,
I'm in my caravan when I'm not rebuilding, you know, broken soldiers that cook meth.
You know when Guy Pearce said he couldn't rebuild you? Well,
he sucked. I rebuilt you. Look, check your arms out. And it's Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
That Guy Pearce. Yeah. Anyway.
For a split second, we think the Bloodshot's been killed, and then we realize that
literally
they're probably going to try and make 10 of these movies.
Seconds.
And
then we realize it's a franchise.
Yep, it's a franchise.
we'll have Fast and Furious franchise,
stupid?
Apparently, because we're back in that movie.
Yeah. So. Each of these are with, like, going to be, like, with diminishing returns, because this movie sucks, and I can imagine... the next one being even worse.
Oh, God, yeah.
Is the next one still being made?
Yes.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Actually?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Actually?
Yeah, I looked it up.
Yeah, legit.
What?
So, then they do, like, the Total Recall moment where they're like, was this all fake the whole time kind of thing?
Oh, it's the worst.
And I was like, it's the worst because you can't do that in this movie. Like, it's such a crap movie. And it doesn't warrant it.
It works, like, they kind of throw it in as a joke. And it also almost feels like it was a last-minute, like, line replacement.
Yeah.
Because it's off-screen voiceover.
That's true.
And it's just, what's his name, Winston, yelling, hey.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
It's a little bit too perfect.
Winston's in the caravan. Bloodshot sees KT outside. And I must say, I do like the fact that, like, there wasn't all of a sudden a romantic interest between him and KT. Like, they sort of ended as friends. That was nice. Okay. I was like, if he kisses her, I'm done. Because
I read
sense.
Into that more, but yeah.
Yeah.
I was glad they didn't kiss. Like, I was
there's
waiting
something
for
there,
it,
but they didn't. They didn't. You know.
Yes, well, yeah, so there is a romantic sunset setting.
Do you kiss her mouth or the respirator? No, but I was going to say, so they have their little moment. Winston, again, still in the caravan.
Kiss on the mouth,
they walk back to
tongue
the
in
Jeep.
The respirator.
Okay, Dean, sorry, carry
sorry,
on.
I'm sorry.
No, no, please, please. What was the joke?
Jason heard it. No,
no, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I was specifying.
I think it's kiss the mouth, tongue in the respirator.
That's hilarious.
I think that's how it works.
Oh my god. Wait, you say tongue? Oh. Yeah, anyway, whatever. They're driving to the sunset. Movie's done.
Wow.
We're done. Done.
You're welcome. That's how sci-fi works, Jason, okay?
Yeah.
No need to be weird about it.
Oh my god. So, what do you give this out of birds, guys?
Great question.
Yeah. Where does it land for you guys?
It is, is two too generous?
No.
I don't know.
I think two is pretty good.
It was, yeah, it's, I enjoyed the twist. I just wish it wasn't.
I enjoyed for the first 20
the
minutes
first
of
twist.
This movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I just wish that the twist wasn't
shot.
Then explained to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, yeah, I'll give it two birds.
Two birds.
Yeah. I'm going to give it two birds also.
Two? Cool.
Yeah.
Jace?
Yeah, two as well.
Well, there we go.
We all agreed. We it's go. Weird.
But holy crap.
I thought you would have liked this more, Paul, for some reason, just because...
Firstly, I'm offended. Like, and secondly, I do see where you're coming from. This does feel like something that is up my alley.
wait, I'm offended, but then I understand why.
And that's why
I'm offended
so
that this is
Jason.
A trait of mine.
Because
you're offended by yourself
at how truthful this is.
Yeah.
How dare you assess
me
properly?
Yeah, it wasn't. I think with all like the crap movies I like, at least there's some element of humor. Like Six Underground, not a good movie, but there are some moments
fun.
That just kind of pull it back. It's fun. Yes, it's fun.
It is
this
fun.
This isn't fun. Mm. This is just stupid.
No.
Some good. The CGI, some scenes aren't, you know, I know you pulled that scene apart, but I did like the. That VFX breakdown shot, I thought that looked really cool. I thought it was really well done.
Yeah.
Like, upgrade.
Oh, no, I liked
not funny,
it.
Funny,
because it felt
but...
like I was... Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, upgrade,
sorry,
not funny, but...
yeah.
Wow,
no,
then, okay.
No, you go.
No, keep going, buddy.
I was continuing on. I was
we know.
Vouching for your opinion, and I was... No.
I was actually just talking about the visual effects breakdown scene because I actually like that because I like visual effects breakdowns. But yeah,
that's great, Jason. No, I appreciate your
you.
Views and I love listening to them.
Thank
and
you.
Listening.
I want to give
they
you
make
the
a great
space.
So that brings us to the end of this week's episode. I hope you liked the show. If you enjoyed the show,
and screw you, Jason.
Jace.
No, I you know, I don't know, remember okay. what I was saying. Something about upgrade.
I couldn't hear
again.
You because we were talking, but yeah.
Makes sense. I would have known that, but I didn't care. So
did you say hear or care?
Care.
Oh, sorry.
Pick one.
What people don't realize is that we're actually just talking to ourselves this whole time. We don't talk to each other in the same room. We just have a conversation and then we hopefully edit it together and it works.
That's right.
Throw in a, yeah, that's good. That's great. That's a good idea. Or shut up, Jason. Shut up.
Shut up.
Just like add random points and hope that they land.
Yeah. Whenever I edit and it's like, you can tell from the waveforms that like there's parts where Jason just sort of does like, quick little plot things. He'll sort of go for about 30 seconds and you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see there's always like waveforms in Dean's audio track and I'll check them really quick just to make sure it's not like a cough or anything, but you're just like,
yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh! And that's...
what you don't know is I've laid them in afterwards.
They're
like,
all post.
I have like, yeah, they're all post.
They're all
post tracks.
They're all hotkeys on his keyboard. It's like, yep. Uh-huh.
It makes it so much easier.
Yeah,
I have a soundboard here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Remix.
Oh, you would.
Bloody joke. anyway.
It makes
it's like, you mess up one day and it's like, insert joke here. Oh, damn it.
It's actually every single time I forget a word or like stumble over my words, it's because I'm too busy trying to find the right button. And like,
oh,
that's
right.
I just can't find it.
Yeah.
He has a button that's just
what's
like,
happening.
And then he has another button. It's like, word, oh, holy crap, word, I'm a word.
Word, word, word.
Anywho, Jason.
Okay, back so, to you, buddy.
What do you give it?
I gave it two. Board?
Two, yeah, two. We two. All gave it two.
I thought it was like, push button. Listen, like, who cares geez. About this movie? It's such a stupid movie. It's dumb, it's pointless, and there is nothing like exciting in it. Like, it just, it's annoying that this was so badly done. And it's going to have a cinematic universe, which is...
And,
no, it's
not. Oh, jeez. The, well, the best thing I can say universe. About this movie is it's not Cats.
That's fair. I actually, I really want to do a podcast on Cats because it looks so atrocious.
I really don't.
It looks so bad. Have you seen it?
No. My mum's seen it, and she's the only person that said it was a good movie.
Really?
And that's my mum. Yeah. Shout out to my mum if you're listening, but you're probably not. So my mum's opinions of films suck. So-
Well, you hope she's not listening. We're just going to send her this soundbite.
She's my mother. She doesn't support anything I do. She's not listening.
Actually, she did support you on
Facebook. She tried to support me.
Wow.
Good stuff.
What was it that she wrote? It was like, nice try or something.
I was like, we posted our first YouTube like mini episode. And she goes, yeah. I got about 1.5 minutes into this. I'm so sorry, Dean. I'm trying to support you, but it's just really, really hard to concentrate or something. Wow. It's like, holy crap, Mum.
She posted it on the Facebook page. I'm sure really that someone could find that on our Facebook page.
It really boosts my confidence. If my mum can't even be supportive of me, how are we meant to get an audience? My goodness.
Thanks, Mum.
Thanks, Mum, so much. Really, really, really love it. So,
that's the best.
My mum really likes it.
Shut up, Pop. Well, I know your mum. She's lovely. No. So, with that context, yeah, my mum's movie taste sucks, and I don't apologize for it. Anyway.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
Yeah. There you go.
Right.
There
you go.
All right. Well,
she'll probably that like Bloodshot.
This week's episode. I hope you enjoyed the show, Dean's mum.
Mum, if you're listening,
still listening,
love you.
If you like the show and you want to support the show, you can visit our Patreon page. This is specifically for Dean's mum.
So yeah, mum, shout out. Mom, if you want to support us.
Can you please support us on Patreon?
Or just say a kind word to Dean on Facebook.
Or drop off a dinner sometime. I'd really appreciate it. Say hi to your grandkids.
Respond to Dean's calls. Anyways, yeah, that brings us to the end of this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you like the show, you can support the show on our Patreon page at patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds, and you can contribute any amount starting at $1 a month. And
how much?
Helps us to keep the lights
what
on.
What amount?
$1 a month.
$1 a month.
If you can't support us financially and you want to support us in another way, you can support us by subscribing to this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to us on it right now.
Literally,
if you have
any
friends
platform.
That listen on Spotify, we're on Spotify finally. Mm-hmm. And writing us a review on whatever platform that we're on, that you're listening to us on. Mm-hmm. And that would really help us out, just getting the word out there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're Nerds Before Birds on all of those, except for Twitter, where we're Nerds Before Bird, singular.
And we're on Spotify. Did you say that already?
He said that already,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I said that already.
I was not
listening.
I
said that already.
Nor did I get.
Thank you.
Are you like great
channeling Dean's your mum now?
Yeah, that was my impression of my mother.
Yeah, I couldn't care less either, Jay. Stuff your podcast.
I'm pretty sure that was what the comment said. It's like, I'm not listening and I don't care. Stop sharing this with me, Dean.
I'm trying to support you, just not on Patreon. No, I won't write a review. Anyway,
so yeah, that's the end of this week's episode. What are we doing next week? Do we know yet?
Last week we did Danger Close. Let's do Onward.
We're going to have it's a Onward next week. Let's do Onward.
Okay. Why the hell not?
Let's do Onward.
That sounds good.
All right.
Should we get a special guest in for that?
Hang on. Is Onward, like, legally out?
Yeah.
Sweet. Let's do Onward.
By the time we do this podcast, it will be.
No, it's definitely... it's already out. It's legally out. You can buy it.
It'll be on Disney Plus by the time this podcast goes
out. We're not too sure what we're going to do next week, but I'm pretty sure Onward is coming to Disney Plus soon, so I reckon we should do that when it comes out.
If it isn't already when this comes out.
I think it might be. We'll have a look, but let's pencil Onward in for...
If not...
For next week. Yeah.
At least we have time to cut this bit, if it's not.
Thank you, Dean. Can we cut that bit as well?
We'll cut that bit. Right on.
Oh, my God.
We'll cut all of it.
Bye.
So, maybe we'll just cut the last hour and a half.
This will be a 10-minute podcast.
So, we're just keeping the 3 minutes, 50 seconds of you promoting the podcast.
And Dean talking about his mum's comments on her Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Dean. Hi, I'm Paul. Hi, I'm Jason. And thanks for listening. If you want to support us.
All right. See you guys.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.